It's been a long time coming.
All right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, the show. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Before we went to break, I was talking about a new law that has been passed by the governor of Alabama, who there's a law that says you no longer, you know,
had to be trained.
We no longer, you no longer allowed to have a carry concealed weapons. You know, you no longer have to have a license to carry concealed weapons or have any training in Alabama. And many people may not understand this, but Alabama has the number two most murders in their state last year, where over 1,090 people were killed and 3,400 wounded by firearms. Last year in the state of Alabama. I don't know. You know, the pro-gun lobbies ought to be not only embarrassed, but, you know, there's some culpabilities, and I don't care what. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or Texas, that same number. You know, those of you who are firearms, you know, advocates and you think and believe that, you know, that is what has to happen and what you believe, you know, at some point in time when you look and see the 22 states now have bought into this, and I guarantee you they're all red states, and the fact that, you know, purple states like Wisconsin and others are going to join forces. When is enough enough? When does common sense, or when will common sense ever come back into the picture? I don't know. I don't think it ever will. But we've got to force our way into this. We've got to make this and work this out. I'll also say this as we kind of wrap this subject up. I wasn't really totally surprised. We've got Sandy back. Hey, Sandy, you're back. Sandy, are you back?
Yeah, I am back. Yep.
Okay. We don't know. Maybe we'll get that worked out through the break. But as we wrap up this subject with, you know, these guns and, you know, when you live where I live, Sandy, and every day the carnage continues in our country. And when more people die, and people need to try to wrap their arms around this number, Sandy. More people die in central cities, are murdered in central cities of America, than people who die in the wars. There are more people dying every day in the central cities of America than are dying in the Ukrainian war. I know people may not believe that, Sandy, but it's true. More people die in 5 years in central cities in America than died in the entire Vietnam War. So, you know, it's the easy accessibility to guns also, Sandy, that is the problem. And the answer is not when you hear people say, well, you know, people are breaking into houses and stealing guns. That's not where these guns come from. These guns are being sold, Sandy. And my argument has always been and will always be that why do we allow people, gun owners who have to go through background checks and waiting periods before they purchase the gun legally, but then they can sell the gun to whoever they want to sell it to without going through any background checks or any of those things. How is that? Why does that make sense, Sandy?
Well, you know, you're preaching to the choir. I just think the whole gun scene in the United States has gone crazy, and it's been we've been sort of suffering lunacy about this issue for decades. And instead of softening based on the nature of the facts that you just recited, the immense number of deaths, you know, the fear factor that it creates about, for instance, the cities where there seems to be a substantial amount of gun violence, all of that is so destructive, you'd think that we would wake up and say, maybe we ought to do something about it. But the answer has always been, when gun violence occurs, is for people to go out and buy more guns.
Yes. Well, you know, Sandy, you talked about the lobby. The lobby apparently is not going to be broken, right? You know, you saw the NRA, they've gone through humiliating media attention over the last 2 or 3 years. Wayne LaPierre has been proven to be a thief and a charlatan. And you know, the president of the NRA, or used to be, I don't know if he's still there. I remember interviewing him a couple times, and the guy's a lunatic. But the NRA has a lot of power, still has a lot of power, and I don't think this is ever going to come to an end.
Well, you know, the Republican Party gave itself to Donald Trump, but long before that, they gave themselves to the NRA. I think it's just further proof of a party that is willing to ally itself with anything that seems to create some political sparks.
So here's what the Sheriff's Association of Alabama said. The legislation is a grave threat to law enforcement. Amid rising crime rates, the association said the bill will allow dangerous criminals to avoid background checks or other security checks while making it easy for people to carry guns more easily into businesses and schools. You know, Sandy, I've said this before. If I'm in a restaurant, I don't want to think that there's a guy sitting the table across from me with a concealed weapon in the restaurant. You know what I mean, Sandy? Who is he trying to protect? As a matter of fact, that person creates fear in me, because I don't know who that person is. I don't know anything about that person. I don't know that that person has a weapon. And there have been times that we can chronicle where those people have gotten into arguments and disagreements, and you know how alcohol can be courage in a bottle, a weapon can be courage in the hands of, you know, a person who wouldn't dare think of that.
Taverns, bars, I mean, all these places where you just wouldn't want people to have their impulses allow them to use lethal force, and that, yet that's what we've created. You know, there's the potential for lethal force any old place. Road rage, you know, it used to be an argument possibly with a window rolled down at some driver next to you. Now, you know, you better know better, because road rage can just as easily end up with guns being fired.
You know, Sandy, I try not to even make eye contact, you know, with that person, because you don't know who or what that person is. Right. And we are at a time where your life can end that quickly. You know, so, you know, all the proliferation of guns in our society has not made things safer. It's made things more dangerous. And for all of those who continue to want to debate in the opposite of that, they should never be able to win that kind of debate and argument, Sandy. You know, I just wish there was a way, again, because I've seen firsthand the carnage. Lost a good friend several weeks ago from murder. First time that somebody I knew. But at the rate it's going in the communities where people of color live, eventually everybody's going to know somebody who's been murdered. And for heaven's sakes, this is something we can fix, right? It would be different if we couldn't fix it, Sandy, but we can fix it.
Yeah, that's. I woke up this morning thinking about the Iranian, the Ukrainian-Russian situation, and the situation of the deep, deglobalization in the world, and the but there's some of these things just you make you feel despair. I mean, you'd think we could fix this gun thing. You'd think that mass shootings that would occur with school children would wake people up, but it takes about a day and a half for the gun lobby to come out and explain why it is that there's no reason to restrict guns, even though they just were 26 children shot, you know, in a public school. I just have a sense of futility and despair about it, because right now the American public, instead of acting more sensibly and more reasonably on any number of issues, we find an American public that is going just the other direction.
Hey, Sandy, we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Sandy Williams in the studio. We'll be right back. But I know.